what we will do tonight is share in some of the forms of music that arose as a direct result of the Reformation. Some organ music, some music for choir and instruments, and some music made both on the organ and by all of you on that probably greatest of the contributions of the Lutheran Church to music in general, the chorale. We'll begin, and I should back up, we start with music by three B's, but it's not the three B's you may associate with that term of Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, but rather in this case, Grooms, Buxtehude, and Bach. Nicholas Grooms was a North German composer whose dates, if I look on a little piece of paper, I can find for you, but he lived entirely within the 17th century. He was part of what organists call the North German school of composition, which included not only himself, but also the great Danish-born composer Dietrich Buxtehude and Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
choir will take themselves up to the choir gallery at the rear of the church, where music like this is most often performed. A chief product of music of the Reformation tradition was the cantata. The cantata was sort of the musical equivalent of a sermon. Not necessarily, in fact, not usually as long, since the sermons of the time we're talking about generally lasted for an hour, and the cantatas were restricted to 20 minutes. They were quite often based on or related to the hymn which served as the sermon hymn, often based on the gospel for the day. And tonight, the this aggregation known as the Poland Ad Hoc Singers is going to sing for you a cantata by Dietrich Buxtehude. He was born in the country of Denmark and first achieved some reputation there at the Marienkirche in Elsinore, and then moved to the seaport, the North German town of Lübeck, where he became known throughout Europe for his series of Abendmusik and special Sunday evening Vesper concerts. The young Johann Sebastian Bach walked some 200 miles, the story goes, to hear the music of Buxtehude and to study with him. Almost didn't have a job when he got back because he had overstayed his leave from his church when he became so interested. And one of the other vignettes they tell is that the job at Lübeck came to be open, the organist and choir master position, when Buxtehude was to retire. And Bach was one of a number of people who turned the job down because one of the things that you had to do in order to get the job was to marry Herr Buxtehude's daughter, who was already rather advanced in age, and they weren't interested in hearing that.
Thank you. really connect with figure out, except that they are exceptionally nice chorale saying the text are nice. The first one that I'd like to sing and hear is 31 in the hymnal. In the Advent section, the tune Wachet auf, ruft die Stimme. This is a hymn tune on which both Buxtehude and Bach and other composers wrote cantatas. And I think the way we'll do this one is I will ask you to sing the first stanza, and as you read the words of the second stanza, I will play for you the setting that Bach himself transcribed for organ from this cantata based on this chorale. And in the cantata, the solo tenor sung the words to this second stanza in the movement which Bach then transcribed. This is one of the few pieces that was published during Bach's own lifetime. It was published by the printer Schubler, and that's why it's one of the works called the Schubler Chorale. So if you will sing stanza one, I'll play stanza two, and then I'll ask you to stand and sing stanza three.